Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Bob, how are you?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Good. Is this too early to be calling you?
Not with the forecast that I'm seeing, no.
Yeah, we got 50s and 60s still to come. I mean, the next 10 days. So what can people do and what can people not do? And then I'll take some calls, Bob. What do you think?
Well, it's certainly not going to hurt anything to get out there if you missed the fall cleanup to get those leaves off the grass. Because that's, you know, the grass is going to start trying to grow and it can get moldy. So you want to start raking things up, cleaning up the debris. Still a little too early to be putting seed down. Still too early for any pre-emergent crabgrass control because the soil temperature needs to be closer to 50 degrees in order for any type of grass seed, grass, you know, crabgrass, regular grass, needs to be about 50 degrees before, and we're not close to that yet.
The soil, that is, needs to be 50 degrees.
Yes.
Well, my friend Mary Beth was my friend Mary Beth was putting down some tree and shrub fertilizer, sprinkling a little granulated stuff. I think she does it twice a year, and in March she does it. What do you think of that?
If it's granular, that'll be fine. Some of the roots are starting to get active. Trees and shrubs will start to be more active before the turf does. So if it's granular too, it's going to be a little slower to break down. It is, you know, it's still just the middle of March, so. But it's going to go by fast. I have a feeling spring is just going to pop, and then it's going to go straight into summer.
Stuff's already coming up, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, I see there's crocus, there's tulips, all starting to peek through.
And there's nothing you can or should do about that? Just let them have their way, huh?
Based on the temperatures, I'm looking at a forecast here, and I see a low of 29 on Sunday, and that's it. Everything else is in the 40s and 50s at nighttime.
Yeah, but I mean, right, and your plants will survive 29 for a night, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So no mowing, no fertilizing, little lawn cleanup. You can put down granular fertilizer on the bushes and trees. What about trimming things back? Can you cut stuff right now?
It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If it's something like a tree that's in the way and it's crossing over a walk and it slaps people in the face when they walk by, sure, you can cut that. We're still in the middle of our dormant pruning. It's still not too late to do that. But any major pruning, be selective on what type of plant that it is. You know, do a little homework before you just go out there and do some heavy pruning. And then, obviously, if it's a standard thing that's going to flower like a lilac or a magnolia or something, you don't want to prune those now because you're going to be cutting off all the flowers.
A lot of questions for Bob. Here's one. Should I aerate my lawn now or should I wait?
Fall is the best time to aerate. Spring is the second best time. However, I would wait until the grass starts to grow because the whole idea behind aeration is to open up those pockets by creating those holes where the roots have more room to work, and the roots haven't really started doing their thing yet. So I would wait a couple weeks if you're going to do it in the spring.
What's that bio waste out of Milwaukee that people put on their lawn? Not vermiculite. What's that called?
No, it's called Milorganite.
Milorganite. Lou Manfredini was liking that on our show yesterday. Do you like Milorganite?
It's a great product. It's all natural. It also is not only a good fertilizer, but it's a great deer and rabbit repellent because of the odor. It's not real strong odor to humans, but to deer and rabbits, they don't particularly care for it. You can just put it as a perimeter, like a perimeter fencing around your gardens.
And where do you get that stuff?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know if the big box stores have that. I think you're going to have to find it at like a local garden center.
Yeah,
they'll have it for sure, the garden centers.
They will, okay. And just buy bags of that and then spread that like you would fertilizer or something like that?
Well, if you're going to use it as a turf fertilizer, you want to make sure you use a spreader so it gets application is very even over the turf so you don't create any striping.
But what does it do? It's not it doesn't make the grass greener, does it? It's not like a fertilizer, is it?
Sure. It's regular fertilizer. It's organic sewage, and it has nitrogen in it. It's a low amount of nitrogen, so you're not going to burn anything, but you could still stripe the lawn where it looks a little silly. But
yeah, right.
And it's not cheap if you look at it at cost per thousand. You know, a bag, let's say the bag is $20, but a bag only covers 4,000 square feet. So, you know, break it down to see exactly what you're paying for.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Will you take calls from listeners as well?
Yes.
All right. How about Renee? You're on WGN. Renee, how can we help you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me. So I need to take up like a 20 by 20 section of dead weed grass, and I want to put sod down, obviously some few yards of dirt first. I just want to know how soon can I do that to get the best, you know, growth?
Typically, the sod farms don't start cutting sod until mid-April, but it may be early this year. It's hard to say, but they need to let the fields dry out. But typically, we see them starting to cut sod around middle of April, which anytime they can cut it, you can unroll it and put it back down. So just keep an eye open for the garden centers to, they'll say sod available. They usually put a banner out or something when they start cutting sod.
4 weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just real quick, after I have done that, when would the first fertilizer go on that new sod?
Well, I would first put down a starter fertilizer before you unroll the sod. You put it between the sod and the soil. And then after that, wait for it to be well knitted. I would say you wouldn't put anything else on it until June or July.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. That makes sense. It's interesting. So the roots are on the bottom of the sod. That's what you want the fertilizer to interact with. So put it down on the dirt, then roll the sod on top of the soil. Not dirt, John. Roll the sod out on top of that layer of fertilizer. Right, Bob?
Yes.
This is
correct.
Kata, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, John. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Hi.
I live near Ottawa. My grass is turning green, but that's not why I'm calling. I have some beautiful hydrangea beds, and I'm wondering if it's too early to clean them out. And also, I cut them down to knee-high length. Can I cut them to the ground, or should I?
What do you think, Bob?
I wouldn't cut them to the ground, but you can cut them down, depending on what variety of hydrangea they are, that you can cut them down to, you know, 6 to 10 inches.
Okay, they're Annabelle, and they're about 60 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, you can cut them down to, I'd cut them safely down to 10 inches, and you're fine, because they flower on new wood. So they'll be fine.
Kata, that sounds great. Good luck. I'm going to go from you to Gene. You're on WGN. Gene, how can we help you?
Hi there. I've been fighting chipmunks in planter soil, which, of course, is very light and easy to dig in big, big planters on my front porch. What can I put in the soil that will not kill the impatiens? It's a perfect place for impatiens because it's shady, to just discourage those dang rodents and not hurt the plants or, you know, anything.
What are they going after in your pot of impatiens?
They're digging them up. I plant them one day, they'll dig them up the next.
Do they eat the impatiens? I mean, what's
no? They just want to dig down and bury stuff they found.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Bobby, what's your thought about this?
I would, if you really want to make sure you're not going to kill any of the good guys too, where you're going to use a poison. I would just use some sort of repellent. And you know, every year they seem to come out with the latest and greatest mousetrap. So just go to the garden center and see what the latest repellent is. Make sure it's labeled for chipmunks. But I'm sure there's plenty of repellents out there.
What does that mean, repellent? That's a product you put in the soil, Bob?
It gives off an odor. It's similar to Milorganite, but I don't know if Milorganite works for chipmunks. It may, but I would look for something that's labeled for as a chipmunk repellent.
All right, I'll try. I haven't found it yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You're probably not alone, too. Ghana, you're on WGN with Bob Berta. Ghana, what can we do for you?
Hi. I do my own fertilizing, and besides putting down a grub later in the spring, what do you suggest? I'm almost talked into Milorganite, to tell you the truth, the first application. What else do you suggest?
Milorganite is a very good fertilizer. It's just you have to use a little bit more of it than some of the other synthetic products. Most of your organic products don't go as far square footage-wise.
Lou said that if you put down the Milorganite, you can still do a four-step application of fertilizer throughout the summer and fall. Do you agree with that?
Yes, because the percentage of nitrogen in Milorganite is low.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about it is you're putting all those because it is an organic product, you're putting the micronutrients back into the grass and into the soil.
Hey, Bob Bertog, good luck to you, Ghana. I appreciate you calling in. My question for Bob Bertog is, when is the best time to plant a tree, specifically a serviceberry tree? Thank you. I love this segment.
Anytime you can find a plant that's out of the ground, it prefers to be in the ground. So right now, most of your nurseries are doing their spring dig. So you'll go to the garden center and you'll find a serviceberry. Spring's a great time to plant.
So you can
start looking for it now.
If you can do it now, you can do it now. Is that right, Bob?
Yes. If you go to a garden center and there's plants that are out of the ground, it means they've been dug either last fall, which I doubt, or they've been dug this spring, and then they want to get back in the ground. Plants much rather prefer to be in the ground than out of the ground. It's in a ball, a bucket or burlap.
I have a burlap ground cover over a mulch bed. I put it there in the fall to keep the squirrels from digging up my tulip and crocus bulbs. When should I remove the cover?
I would take a peek under there. Like I said, I saw tulips. Now I have southern exposure at my office, the soil's a lot warmer, but we see the tulips starting to pop. So I would take a peek underneath that tarp, and if you see things popping, you want sunlight to get in there.
Bill is on WGN with Bob Bertog. Bill, what can we do for you?
Yes, I have two different trees. One's a maple, one's a pine. The maple's out front. There's the red leaf or dark leaf maple. I did a landscaping circle with mulch around them, but the roots are so close to the surface that I've got to rearrange them like every couple of months. Can I chop those roots down a little bit without hurting the tree?
No, actually, both of those trees are very shallow-rooted trees, and I would not recommend chopping the roots. That's not good for the plant.
Okay, and then the pine in the backyard is one of these that it's like a paper bark that the roots will grow straight up, protruding through my landscape bricks or whatever, and they'll grow up 5-6 inches tall, almost like a fountain.
Well, if it's a shoot growing off the root, it's almost like a water sprout. Those you can cut. I'm talking about the ones that are either lateral on the ground that grow laterally or go down. Those are the ones that are searching for the water and the food. So if it's just a sucker on top, go ahead and you can cut the suckers off the roots, but I wouldn't cut the main root itself.
All right. I'm out of time. Bill, thanks for the call. And Bob, thanks for your expertise. 847 said, hearing Bob Bertog back on the radio makes me smile. It's an early bright side.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Bobby, let's do this. If the weather stays nice, maybe we'll start to weave you in on the show more now, okay?
Okay. I'll put it on my calendar.